can't fill in even the second day.
Like Rashi says, mitzvah shani klaima, hoyo, u mitzvah laniach tefillin, motzvah laniach liyalter b'shein, you're allowed to put on tefillin right away at the beginning of the second day. Ten Rabbon, went to the price like this, ovel gimu yomim harishonim ose bimlocha, the first 3 days you're not allowed to do any work at all. Even if you're a very poor person and you make your panosa going around collecting stocker, still the first 3 days of Avedus you can't even collect stocker. After the first 3 days, if you're such a person doesn't have what to eat, you're allowed to do work privately in your house. The Yishev and Isha sitting Shiva, she could weave with a spindle privately in her house. Tana Rabbanan. Ovel gimel yomim rishonim ein acholik lebeis ovel. A novel, the first 3 days you can't go be menachem ovel, go to somebody else's, even go to see another ovel. Mikan v'elach, after the first 3 days of your ovelus, helach, you let it go to be menachem ovel, go to another ovel's house also. But v'ein yoshev b'makom menachemim, if you go to menachem ovel by somebody else, you can't go and sit with the people that are be menachem that ovel sits. But rather sit next to the oval in a place that they give you, that will appease you also. Turn around, Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Ovel gimel yomim harishonim also b'shila shalom. The first 3 days you're an oval, you're not allowed to give anybody, say shalom aleichem to anybody. You can't ask anybody how he is. Mishloisha v'yad shiva, from the third day until the seventh day, meshiv, you're allowed to answer, but v'yena shal, you can't ask. Mikan v'elach, after the seventh day, you have to sit in shiva, shoyel u'meshiv, kedakri. You're allowed to ask to give shalom aleichem to other people. If somebody gives you shalom, you're allowed to answer back, shalom aleichem shalom. Shloisha yamim harishonim, now the Gemara says, is also b'shila shalom, is that true? That the first 3 days, you're not allowed to ask shalom aleichem, you're allowed to ask people how they are, how they're feeling. For a time, you will learn like this. It once happened that Rabbi Kiva's son died. The whole Klayasa went in there to give them a spadim. Hespid Godel, a big Hespid. And Bishas Petirosim, when they were going out of the Hespid, Omer Rabbi Kiva Al Sasso, Rabbi Kiva himself got up. And he said like this, Al Sasso Godel, he stood up on a big chair. The Yomar Achenu Beis Yisrael, all my brothers. Shimul afilu shnei bonim chasanim menuchim hu b'shvil kovar shasisim. Even though my two sons were like chasanim, but I'm menuchim, I'm appeased from the great covet he gave them. That he came, everybody came to the hespit. V'yim b'shvil akiva, the bosom, if he came because of me, harei kama akiva b'shuk, like what's so great about me? There are a lot of akivas in the shuk. Elos, he said like this, Kacha Maratim Stamba, this is what everybody said in their own heart, that Torah Selakov Beliboy, the Torah of Hashem is Beliboy, is in the heart. The Kol Shechen Sheshchochem Kofel, that Avadi get like double amount of Schar reward, like Rashi says, because she's not coming Stam because of me, but rather Shelakov Hat HaTorah Bosim. You came to give cover to the great Torah that I have. So he told him, "Luchu levateichem l'sholem, go to your house l'sholem. Everybody should have peace." So Rashi says, "Harei shol b'shleimam." It's like he was saying, "Like shalom to everybody." He was giving everybody like go in peace. And we're saying now in Ovel is also the first 3 days like to say shalom aleichem to somebody, to be shol about the shalom of the peace of people. And here he was saying to everybody, "Go home in peace." So the Moran says, "Kovid rabim shani." Here was different. About was a whole big rabim there by the hespid. As covered to the rabbin was different, here he was allowed to. But now we're saying that, Migimel v'yad zayin, from the third day of Avelis until the seventh day of the Avelis, Meshev is let answer back to somebody gives him shalom, but v'yayin is shul, he can't ask somebody else, shalom aleichem. Mikan v'yelach, after the 7 days of Avelis, shul he can ask, or Meshev is let answer back. Kedarka, he can answer back normally. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It says, Aloha ha-moitzi es chaveiroi oval. If you meet your friend, that's an oval. So during the first 30 days, is medavri meitanchumen. You're supposed to talk to him to try and appease him. In other words, talk about the mace. Try and appease him about the mace. V'yeinu shoyel, v'yeinu shoyel b'shloimei. But you're not allowed to ask him
Shalom Aleichem. Li'acha lamed, after 30 days, l'acha lamed yoin, shel b'shlomim, if you meet your friend, you'll have to give him Shalom Aleichem, ask him how he's doing, v'yeinu medaber imo tanchumim. And then you don't talk anymore about the mace, to be menachem, to make him feel good, you forget about, you don't talk about the mace anymore. What about mesa ishto? Let's say your friend's wife died. V'nos isha cheres, and your friend went right away and got a new wife, he got married. So Rashi says there are cases when it's mutter, if you don't have, if you have young children. The Rashi says, because if you don't have any children yet, you weren't making the mitzvah pro revu, then you're allowed to get married, like we'll learn about it later on. So in such a case that his first wife died, and then he got married to a second wife, halacha is, you're not allowed to go into your friend's house and talk to him about divrei tanchumim, or talking to make him feel good about his first wife to his mate. Don't talk about his first wife. Since he's married to a second wife already, it's not nice to talk about his first wife in front of a second wife. Of a matzah b'shuk, let's say you meet him outside on the street. Oy maloy b'sof haruf, you can tell him like in a soft voice, or v'choy b'droish, very quietly, very easily, lightly, talk to him to Menachem about his first wife that was mace. Now, Omer Ravidi Baravin, so chur here it's a kasha. Like Rashi says, Katana Miesa says over here, that B'teich La Medjoim Ein Yishel B'Shloimai, and not allowed to ask him about Sholem. So L'chura Koshek Ein Sho'ovel Atma Ein Yishel B'Shloimai. So L'chura, it's for sure, it means the Ovel himself cannot ask other people about peace. So that's the theory here. It says that other people should not ask him about peace. So how come before it says the Ovel, after the 7 days of Avelis, he's not allowed to ask anybody about Sholem, about peace? So Gemara says, Ein Echnam, the Gemara says like this, Omer Avidi Baravin. Who shoyel b'shlolem acherim? Enechnami. He's allowed to ask other people about peace. Why? Sha'acherim shuri m'sholem. Because other people are b'sholem. Ma'ashenkei knows they're peaceful. Everything is okay with them. But acherim ain't shoyelim b'shloimai. But other people should not ask the Ovel about his sholem. Why? Shu'ena shuri b'sholem. Because right now he's not b'sholem. So that's the halacha. Even though the Ovel can ask other people shalom aleichem, but other people should not ask the Ovel himself Shalom Aleichem. So the Gemara asks now, V'amidik Tani, since we learned, Meshiv is not answer back, Mechlau d'shalin lei, Mashm, other people ask him Shalom Aleichem also. So the Gemara says, the lo yadi, the other people ask him at the Pshat, the people do not know the Halacha, that you're not allowed to ask another Shalom Aleichem. Hihochi, if so, Hosam Nami, the same thing the other way also. So Morris, Hihochi, if so, Hosam Nami, like even during the first 3 days also, like what to say, he can't answer back. Of course, somebody asks him that doesn't know the halacha, he should also be allowed to answer him back. During the first 3 days, the Ovel is not supposed to answer back, Aleichem Shalom like, but just rather to tell the person the halacha, don't ask me Shalom Aleichem, I'm an Ovel right now. Is and he does not answer it back. Mashenkin, after the first 3 days, then the halacha is, or even after, up until Shloshim, even though people are not supposed to ask you Shalom, but if they do, then you're allowed to answer them back. So Morris says, and Mashenkin, hochel et sochel adiyinu. Over here, after Shiva, you don't have to tell them anymore, but rather you're allowed to answer them back. For the Morris, Minu have a kasha. Ha'amoytzi es chaveri ovel b'teich yud beis chodesh. If you meet your friends in ovel for 12 months, is medaber imoy tanchumim. You're allowed to talk to him about the mace. Be menachem, appease him. V'yeh neshel b'shloimah. You're not allowed to ask him shalom aleichem. L'yach ha-yud beis chodesh after 12 months. Then first shel b'shloimah. Then you can first ask him shalom aleichem. V'yeh ne medaber imoy tanchumim. You can't talk to him divrei tanchumim. Avo medaber imoy atzad. Not indirectly you can talk to him. And Amr Abneya, Amaytzi es chaveru, somebody meets his friend, Ovel liachu yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, Umadabri mo tanchumi, you talk to him about the mace, you're trying to appease him, lo mudem, what is this like, liyodom shenishbro ragla, someone broke his leg, v'choysen healed up already, motzer reifu, now he finds a doctor, v'yomle tells him, klach esli, come to me, shani shoivra, I'll break your leg again, v'yarfenu, and I'll heal it. That I'll show you that my medicine is very good. In other words, after 12 months, you've got about to mention, you're not supposed to remind him again. But I call upon him here, it's mashma for 12 months, you can't ask him shalom aleichem. Before it's only mashma, 30 days, you can't say shalom to a novel. And the more like hasha, ha ba'ovi v'imoi, ha v'sha'a k'rovim. And economy, that by your father and your mother, it's an inyan of 12 months. So for 12 months, you're not supposed to give an avom shalom aleichem. Only he could give shalom to you, but you're not supposed to go to give him shalom first. Mashenken, by another avol, then it's enough, not for your father and mother, it's only 30 days. Fred Gemara, Hosem nami yadabrim atanchum minatzad. Like, why can you talk indirectly to him? Enochanami, you could talk to him indirectly. It just means kedarkei, you shouldn't talk to him tanchumim after 30 days. Av medaber imam inatzad, indirectly you could talk to him still about the mace even after 30 days. Just not directly to hurt his feelings, to bring all the feelings back again, but indirectly you are allowed to talk to him. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chof Aleph from the base in the bottom of the Gemara. Tana Rabbon, the last four lines in the bottom. Tana Rabbon, Ovel Gimel Yomim Horishonim, the first 3 days of the Avelis, Bo Mimokim Korov, who comes from a nearby place, is Moini Mohin. In other words, one brother was Mace, and there are four brothers still alive. And three of them sit down to Sechiva. And the fourth brother, he didn't hear about it, or he didn't get to come to Sechiva. So if he comes to them within the first 3 days, he could sit with them. In other words, even though they already started, and he didn't start yet, he doesn't have to count the new 7 days. He's included with them, and the same time they get up, he also gets up. Rashi says, Moni Moim, Im La'Avelim Shabbos Mokim, with the Avelim sitting in that house already. Hail the B'mokim Karavu, since this fourth brother was in a nearby place, he could have come there really at the beginning of the Avelis. Is Chashvin Alei K'moy Dosa. We consider as if Mamashi came there. He only counts another 5 days, like the other Avelim are counting. Let's say he comes from a faraway place, that even if he wanted to, he couldn't have been there the first 2 days. Then now this fourth brother has to start counting by himself. Mikan v'elech, let's say after the first 3 days, now this other brother comes to the place where the other brother is sitting, Shiva, afilu bo mimokim korev, even if this fourth brother was in a nearby place, that really if he would have known about it, he could have come right away to sit Shiva, still the locker is moina liyatzmai. He has to count for himself, he has to count the new Shiva from today, another 7 days. So when do we say that even though you didn't sit yet, you could be included with the brother that already sat? That's only if you're in a Mokum Karav and you come within the first 3 days. If you come after the first 3 days, then you have to count your own 7 days. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Afilu Bo V'yem Ashri. Shimon holds no. Even if this last brother comes on the 7th day, the last day that the Mishpacha is sitting Shiva, Mimokum Karav, as long as he comes by a nearby place, that means that if he would have known about it, he could have been there. So really he should have been there and he could have been there. Then still we say Moini Mohim. He is included with them, and he does not come out have to sit Shiva at all. He just comes there at the 7th day, and he gets up with them. That's the Machlekes. So Omar, before we learned the first sheet, it was like this. Gimel Yom Amor Rishonim. It only helps you if you come within the first 3 days. In other words, if the Mishpacha started to sit Shiva already, and for some reason you didn't hear about it, but you didn't come to sit Shiva, if you come to the house to sit Shiva within the first 3 days, Halacha is Moini Mohim, that again, Amamar, Gimu Yomim HaRishonim, Bo Mimokim Korv, if you come, you're the fourth brother, you're coming from a nearby place, that really you could have been there the first day, so the Halacha is Moini Mohim. You have a right to count with them, and you only have to count now another 5 days. So Amar Rabbi Chiyah Barabba said, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Vu Sheyesh Godol HaBayis BaBayis. It's only if the Pashtun and a lot of different Pshatim here, Rashi learns it means of the oldest brother. Godol HaBayis means the oldest brother that's alive. Godol HaBayis, if he's alive and he's sitting Shiva there, so then the younger brother, when he comes, he becomes part of that house. But only if the older brother already started to sit Shiva there. Let's say the younger brothers first started to sit Shiva, and the older brother now comes to them, he's not bottled to them, even if he comes the 2nd day, he has to start his own counting of 7 days. Rashi says, Sheyesh Godol HaBayis BaBayis. Shebo Umotza Godol HaBayis BaBayis. You're the fourth brother. You first found out your brother was Mace. And you're coming now when the rest of the family's already sat Shiva 2 days. Now, part of the family means the gadol, the oldest one, is sitting shiva there. Then, meini mohen, if you have a younger brother and you come to the house now, you don't need a complete new 7 days. You just continue on another 5 days. In aveli abayis, v'zeh shebohu atzor. If the new one coming now is the younger brother, mimenu. Avolim hoye gadol b'derech. Let's say the older brother was on the road. Now he comes home to the house where the younger brothers were sitting shiva. Even if the older brother was in a nearby place, and he could have been there, and he comes the second day, still the locker is, the older brother has to start counting shiva over again, or his shiva, and has to count a complete 7 days. Why? Since the ones that are sitting are the younger brothers, the younger brothers can't include the older brother with them. Like at the Svara, they're bottled to the older one. The older brother is not bottled to the younger brothers. Satsha b'chiv rabbis halacha, that's how we say if you come to the house with the ready sitting shiva, it's good. That's only if the godol in the bias was there. Murray Boilu, I have a question like this now.